message there and give us your thoughts on what is happening, what's going on, and what does it say also for the remaining 65 days. We have 65 days to go until Zambians vote on the 13th of August 2026. And if this is being witnessed, by the way, and let's also keep this in mind, we've not even mentioned this, that it's not just in Mazabuga. In Mazabuga, yes, they have the suspended campaigns, but the same Electoral Commission of Zambia have condemned the acts of violence in Kabwe Central. They've also condemned what has been happening in Chawama. Mm. So this is not just happening in Mazabuga. It's happening also in different parts of the country. And what sort of precedence does this show for the remaining 65 days? And what kind of action will be taken to ensure that would-be offenders are deterred? That's a big question from here. The time right now is 8 hours.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
It's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Stakeholders react to ECZ campaign suspension in Mazabuga Central. Chapter 1 Foundation urges government to clarify status of amended Public Gatherings Act. And in global news, Iran and Israel say they will pause strikes but warn of retaliation if ceasefire breached again. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Various stakeholders have reacted to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's decision to suspend campaigns in Mazabuga Central constituency. The ECZ has suspended all political campaign activities in Mazabuga Central constituency until further notice due to unstable security in the area. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACORD, has welcomed the ECZ's decision to cancel the campaigns, saying the move will help bring sanity to the area. SACORD Executive Director Arthur Muyunda said campaigns characterized by violence are a threat to the country's democratic process, urging all political parties to adhere to the Commission's decision and desist from all violent behavior going forward.
The Commission of Zambia can do is to call for mediation by those parties involved, but in the process, he suspended them from conducting any campaigns so that they reach an agreement on how they will proceed with those campaigns. But that suspension should be clear with a specific period of time, and also that suspension should be clear on who has been suspended. They cannot wholesomely suspend the entire campaigns in consequence based on violence that occurred involving two different parties.
Meanwhile, the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity says the suspension will negatively affect the party's campaigns, stating that it already has limited days to campaign. Party Deputy Secretary General Brenda Nyirenda is of the view that the commission should have expelled political parties involved in the violence and not punish other political parties.
They should just expel the UPND because they are the ones who are fanning those fights. They know who is committing the crimes. There's no need to suspend campaigns at the moment. They promise that whoever will be inciting violence, they are going to arrest them. Why are they not disqualifying the UPND? Because that's what they are doing. It's unfair. Where they feel there's high competition, they are now trying to intimidate the people. That will not take them anywhere.
And UPND Deputy General Deputy Secretary General Getrude Menda has acknowledged that the suspension of campaigns in Mazaruga Central will greatly affect the party's campaign strategy.
If it is suspended, it means nobody is going to campaign. So, obviously, I draw the parties. That would be disadvantage, if that's the right word. What the Electoral Commission of Zambia is doing is that maybe let us put all the parties, let us put our house in order. Let us find a way to campaign without resorting to violence.
Chapter 1 Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala has challenged government to clarify whether the Public Gatherings Act has been amended, whether the proposed amendments have been assented to, and whether a commencement order has been issued by the President. This follows reports that police in Mazavuga allegedly relied on Section 9 of the Act when they disrupted a campaign meeting held by aspiring independent member of parliament Gary Nkombo on Sunday. Mr. Kalala has revealed that the foundation intends to engage the Secretary to the Cabinet over the application of Section 9, which provides for restrictions on public gatherings, in order to establish whether any amendments have been made to the provision and whether it is being lawfully enforced. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kalala has described the police action as concerning, arguing that Mr. Nkombo's meeting was peaceful, well-organized, and posed no threat to public order or security. He has called on government to publicly communicate any amendments made to the Act so that both law enforcement officers and members of the public are fully aware of the legal requirements governing public assemblies.
One of the concerns we had around Section 9 or Clause 9 of the Public Gatherings Bill, which provides for the restriction of public gatherings, was it provided the same broad and general provisions that the Public Order Act provided to restrict public gatherings, whether peaceful or not. So in the case of Matapuka, the police say they're acting on a tip or information of security concern. Rather than addressing those, the source of the concerns, they're targeting people who are freely and openly trying to exercise and peacefully trying to exercise their right association and assembly, which is concerning.
The Smallholder Farmers Association says it expects maize production to decline significantly from 4.9 million metric tons to about 2 million metric tons in the next farming season due to the anticipated El Nino weather pattern. Association President Dr. Frank Kayula tells Phoenix News that this is because most smallholder farmers depend heavily on rain-fed agriculture, making them vulnerable to the drought risks linked to El Nino. To cushion the impact, Dr. Kayula has called on government to expand access to irrigation financing by enhancing the existing loan facility so that farmers without payslips can benefit. He noted that the current credit guarantee scheme primarily benefits employed farmers, leaving out many smallholders from agricultural loans. The World Meteorological Organization is forecasting a strong El Nino to develop by mid-2026, which is expected to bring significant risks of below-average rainfall, prolonged dry spells, and elevated temperatures to southern Africa, including Zambia. And Dr. Kayula has expressed concern over reports that some farmers are selling maize at low prices to briefcase buyers, urging them to wait for the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to begin purchasing maize in order to avoid losses.
The credit guarantee scheme that provided access to finance for irrigation and a few other things that farmers need was the best, but it didn't perform very well. We are hoping that this time around it can be made in such a way that small order farmers, not just those who are payslip, but small order farmers are able to access loan facilities for irrigation, because the credit guarantee scheme will assist in taking care of the loans that the banks are giving. We are also hoping that all stakeholders in hence education, awareness and training in terms of climate smart agriculture is important for small order farmers to understand what is coming this coming season. To our farmers, we are saying that do not sell everything, keep something that will help you to go through up to the next planting season.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, is urging its affiliate members to safeguard the integrity and reputation of the labor movement, warning that partisan conduct could weaken unions and diminish their influence in advancing workers' interests. ZCTU General Secretary Dr. Joy Vene said union members must avoid activities that could make them susceptible to political manipulation ahead of the August general election. Speaking to